So I'd like to review what I said yesterday and want to explain so that explain a more wider viewpoint. So what I said is some analogy between moduli spaces and representations of affine algebra. And I want to generalize my construction to more general setting. For geometric factors, of course, I will replace moduli space with Shevelian LD space by more general moduli space of Sheaves on Calabi-Yau space or moduli space of special Lagrangian submanifolds. And maybe in that case, so affine D algebra should be replaced by some other algebras, for example, Borchers, Gerard's, Katsumuri algebras, or so on. This is moduli, and so if you in the last lecture I considered the middle dimension homology group of the moduli space to get representations. So on each component, this corresponds to, so I didn't say these are really connected component. I just specify the choice of discrete parameters. So this is a Chern class or and so on. And this corresponds to weight space of the representation. And I consider operators acting on the representation. I only described the generators, and so, but all the operators, of course, by definition, all the operators is just a composite of generators, and this gives corresponding thing in here is the objects in the derived category. Or for in the yesterday talk, just the or H needle. And so special operator HI. So HI was in the Carlton subalgebra. HI forms a commutative subalgebra of the algebra. This corresponds to diagonal times some constant. And this constant depends, is determined from these discrete parameters. So this is the why. So the weight space is the simultaneous eigenspace of these HIs. So this so diagonal acts by identity. So the eigenspace of eigenstate of this is just a component. And I consider EI and FI, so this is a fundamental generator of the Hatsumudi algebra, affine algebra. So this corresponds to certain special object in here. So this is, so yesterday I obtained EI and FI as a twist along SI. So SI is OCI of minus 1 or O prime 0. So this is I. So twist was something like, so I consider this exact sequence, and I consider the pair E and E prime as a sub-scheme of M cross M. And so this, the instead of very special shape, you can consider, for example, more generally, so exceptional. Exceptional sheaf. So which I mean, so this is a sheaf with this property. So home and X. So I'm only considering the case you have cell duality, so namely Kardial space. So this you may replace this as a dimension is equal to C and other X vanish. So Seidel and Thomas called these kind of objects spherical objects. Pardon? X to Y vanish otherwise. So self intersection is I. So I computed the home of SI and SI by using Mackay correspondence. Maybe I only computed the alternating sum of the dimensions, but so delta of SI and SJ was alternating sum of. Dimension of so importance of this exceptional sheaf. The meaning of exceptional sheaf for spherical object is, I think, clear. It's somehow very rigid sheaf. X to one is the dimension of the moduli space, and so it vanishes. So it's rigid. So exceptional object doesn't have deformation. So this should correspond to somehow fundamental object in the representation theory, and this should be tangent this fundamental generators. And maybe you may consider the sum operator corresponding so-called roots. And probably which I didn't say yesterday, but I just want add one column to here. So in the representation theory, you have a formula of the dimensions, generating functions of dimensions of weight space. So this is Wildcat's character formula. dimensions of generating functions. Dimensions of weight spaces. So geometrically, so the dimension of the weight space is just Euler, dimension of the middle dimension homology group. So in general, this should correspond to computation of generating functions of invariants. And so what, so this is a left or right hand side of Wildcat's character formula. So what that this formula says, so the other side of the formula is something determined only from the roots. So this is determined. And we expect, so this should be somehow determined from this exception, this fundamental object. So in many situations, this kind of generating function of, so for example, Gromov-Witten invariants is something like modular forms. So it has very strong constraint on the generating functions. And I want to understand why this kind of generating function has such rigid structure. And so it seems, so this suggests that we should, this analogy suggests that we should somehow understand the algebraic structure generated by these exceptional sieves, and then somehow try to mimic Wildcat's character formula. So this is not naive. So middle cohomology is is of course topological invariant of the modular space, and I hope some other also some invariant should be viewed as a dimension of certain space. So you may know about some Gromov-Witten invariant is in general a rational number, so it's not integer at all. So it can't be dimensions of some space, but there is some conjecture by Gopuk-Fuhrmann-Buffer. So it's conjecture equal to the dimension of some space, closely related to the modular space, right? So I have such kind of conjecture in my mind. Okay, so this is somehow the framework which I conjecture, but so I today so I go to I return to my case modular space of sieves on every space. anyway, so what I really want to emphasize is this kind of, so the modular space is looks like very complicated, but there are some, how to say, fundamental brick in the, for the modular space, and this should be this kind of object. This is what I want to express. So I consider X is G Hilf and M a modular of sheaves. So this is this has a discrete parameter rho. So this is the representation G. This is n equal to first Jahn class and second Jahn class. And I consider Lagrangian subvariety L. So this is the definition. So E, the E and phi, flaming. The theorem is that L is a Lagrangian subvariety, a compact Lagrangian. And maybe I didn't say yesterday, so Professor Lewin asked, so I just write in here as a statement. So H middle of M is isomorphic to H top of L. So in particular, irreducible component components of L give a basis framing. So modular. So this is. This is a framed modular space, and framing is a pair of sheaf and some trivialization of EX. Of some near the infinity so this condition means that E is trivial outside the exceptional set E so you have this X and so you have the configuration of curves containing here and outside this exception, otherwise there is some fundamental vector bound which correspond to the highest weight vector of the representation, and all other and sheaf E is contained in this Lagrangian subvariety if and only if it is obtained from this fundamental vector bounded by twist some kind of twist along exception set.
What's an example of a bundle which isn't trivial?
Isn't trivial. So this Ri plus Wi, this is not a non-trivial. So this is some flat connect. So you have a non-trivial representation of G. So then, I mean, it's not trivial.
Well, the framing is non-trivial,
is it? Okay, which you put your away from the tail.
K is some compact set in classical.
Is it the same piece of R?
So K, X, if you remove a compact set from X, then it's just by holomorphic to C2 minus. So now, so we want to introduce a combinatorial structure on the set, of irreducible component. And this combinatorial structure is so-called crystal, Kashiwara's crystal. So Kashiwara's crystal is somehow combinatorization of the representation theory. So instead of vector space, you should consider it is a basis of the weight space. But it's not so precise. So you first introduce quantum deformation parameter Q, and you must go to the limit Q when Q is equal to zero. But so naively you just consider this as a basis of weight space, and so you have a certain operator, combinatory operator, which I denote by EI tilde, FI tilde. So this is a combinatorization, how to say in English, I don't quite understand, but torization. EI and FI were matrices, but the EI and FI are just a map between sets. So this is really a combinatorial object. And there are some axioms for this combinatorial object, but I don't want to go in detail. And just I want to explain. So this construction of this combinatorial structure is purely geometric, so I want to explain. So this is what is called what I call induction on irreducible components L. And in fact, similar thing is considered by Markman and Yoshioka in the context of the modular space of sieves on K3 surface. So for each I consider the following thing. So E of M such that H, so dimension of the column space of from E to this SI is equal to K. So SI is either OCI of minus one or. I don't remember the there's a shift in here, but I don't quite remember. There's some shift. So H0 minus H1 is Euler characteristic. H2 vanish, of course. H0 minus H1 is Euler characteristic, so it is constant. And I want to consider the dimension of the H node. So M decompose F into MIK. So for each I and for each integer, non-negative integer, I can do this. So this gives a stratification of the modular space. And of course, MIK greater than or equal to K is just I replace this equality. So this is closed subvariety. So MIK is just is not closed in general. So this is locally closed. So this is stratification. So there exists a structure of Grassmann bundle. I of MIK into MI naught. I don't specify the discrete parameter, but so this Grassmann bundle is a map between different components. So this is not the same component, so different between. This will become clear if I explain. Pardon? K, if.
Is the struct enclosure?
No, this is just the open set, locally closed set. MIK. So MI notice this is open set in the modular space. MIK, yes.
Yeah,
I consider home of E from E to SI. Maybe I. So I, as follows. So E, I consider E in MIK. Then I consider the following complex. So maybe this is. this is maybe this is zero. So how to say tautological complex. So if you have a point x in here, yeah, then you just map f to fx. And for E, I consider this two-step complex, and E prime is just kernel of this complex, of this homomorphism. E prime equals pi U. So why this is a Grassmann bundle? So you can't. This is surjective, I think, by definition, not quite. Let me see, it's not so clear. Yeah, in my case, this is surjective. MI to MI0 is surjective, of course, this is Grassmann bundle. And no, just. MI0 is open strata. MIK is a smaller dimension. But in the different component. I mean, of course, the Chern class differs by some formula given. Yes.
So the subbundle, the kernel of that map.
Yes, kernel of that. So conversely, for a given subspace, for a subspace, V of extension of E prime on S line consider. The extension so this recovers E, so this gives us me a bijection between E and a point in the Grassmann bundle, Grassmann subspace of Grassmannian in this X. So maybe I should somehow. So the miracle in here, we have miracle in here. So dimension of, first of all, so we restrict this Grassmann bundle to L. So restrict. To the intersection L with MIK. So then since I'm in pi, E and E prime is obtained from E by twist along CI, so it doesn't change, the bundle is not changed outside the CI. So in particular, this then the map defines, the image of map is contained in MI node. So the miracle MI node dimension of Grassmannian So since MI node is dimension of fibers of phi, dimension of Grassmannian, is equal to just half of the difference dimensions of target one. Of the whole module. Has of the component of moduli containing domain and target. You see, pi is a map from MIK to MI node, and MIK and MI. So in fact, this is a collection of maps corresponding to each component. You have collected these maps, and I computed individually the dimension of the components for target and the domain, and computed the dimension of the fibers. Then this is just half of the difference. What does this mean? So. So L is a Lagrangian, MI node is an open set. This is, so if this is non-empty, this is dimension exists, the half of the dimension modular space. So this implies, and this binaco, dimension of L in MIK is still half of the dimension.
In MIK or?
Hmm?
Right-hand side. Dimension
of L and MIK.
Right-hand side is M or?
So different component. So maybe I should write. The difference of this right-hand side is the half of the difference of this right-hand side is dimension of the fiber. So if you have irreducible component of Lagrangian contained in this, which intersects with this open set, and then you consider, maybe I should, if L is an irreducible component of L, such that L alpha and MI naught is not empty, then So I consider pi inverse of L alpha intersect with MI node and take closure in the modular space upper stage. This is again irreducible component. So you have some operation on the set of irreducible components. Well, so if how should
Grassmannian? Are you just considering one-dimensional subspaces?
No, arbitrary subspace, but the dimension of the Grassmannian, the choice of dimension of Grassmannian corresponds to choice of the component. I mean, how? So I have some L alpha, which satisfies such that L alpha can intersect with MI node is non-empty. And then I take some point in here and consider x1 of SI. And so this is a master vector space. And I consider Grassmannian of any subspace of any dimension. So, for example, how to say? So you have. Maybe I should. How I should write? So you have a. So over here you have various Grassmannian. So Grassmannian of one-dimensional subspace of this X1, and Grassmannian of two-dimensional subspace of X1, and so on, and Grassmannian of some E of X1. So E is, maybe I should write Grassmannian of zero-dimensional subspace. So E is just right, and I have some L. So this is of course L alpha itself, and I have another Lagrangian irreducible component of Lagrangian and L prime. We have this kind of structure. Then I now define the Kashiwa's operator by on the set of irreducible components plus some distinguished element zero by this is FI tilde and this is EI tilde. And so if you got EI tilde, then this is zero. And if it stops in some stage. So this is mapped to 0 by f1.
The number of prime corresponds to the dimension of the subspace.
Dimension of the subspace, yes. So this is error alpha. So it means, so for example, it means if you have some who are given reducible quantum Lagrangian take a generic point E in L alpha and define epsilon I of L alpha so that E is contained in M I epsilon I alpha, I L alpha. So if epsilon I L alpha is positive, then L alpha is obtained from some L beta as L alpha is equal to so somehow Lagrangian you can how to say you have some induction on the Lagrangian. So if Lagrangian intersect with smaller strata, it's not intersecting is contained in generic, so this condition, then L alpha is obtained from lower dimensional component of Lagrangian in the lower dimensional modular space. The theorem, EI tilde and FI tilde. So FI tilde and EI tilde is a tilde is an operator acting on the set of the irreducible components and plus some abstract element. And 0 is mapped to 0. And if you have an irreducible component, then you take a generic point E. And so you first consider the how to say reduction to get smaller Lagrangian, and then so the original space is original Lagrangian is written as Grassmannian band of this. No. This is a purely just abstract set, and I think I said so. This is a combinatorial object.
So
have two copies of L alpha in this table.
Hmm?
L E is also L alpha.
L E?
It also corresponds to a copy.
I mean, but LE is isomorphic to L alpha,
but it's in
the different component. So, as a point in this way, so this is of course a different point. Moreover, any irreducible component of L is obtained from this fundamental highest weight vector. So I said this is the modular corresponding modular space is a single point. So this you can consider this is a irreducible component of Lagrangian, so which is just a point by various sign. So I said, so if you have some irreducible component Lagrangian, then I can make some reduction so that epsilon I of L is equal to zero. Then you change I by some other J, and then you can reduce to some irreducible component Lagrangian such that epsilon j of L is equal to zero, and so on. So then eventually you finally get to this highest weight vector. So this is combinatory. This theorem. Highest weight. Our representation means of them. So once you get to this kind of structure, then it's not so difficult to show that this is of highest weight module. So maybe I think I don't quite have time to explain the equivalent K theory of the modular space. But I say maybe some few words. Anyway, so it's it. I need lots of things in the representation theory, so I can't anyway explain in greater detail. But I just want to tell you the flavor of So if once you understand, so once you understand the middle dimension of homology, then it's natural to understand the lower dimension of homology group. Or in fact, it's the, so as a vector space, this is isomorphic to K theory, topological K theory of M by Chan character. But in fact, it turns out the most relevant framework to understand this is to understand the whole homology group or whole K theory is not this one. So you must replace K theory by so-called equivalent K theory. This is the sixth action of the modular space on M. It's relevant for M. So so instead of middle dimensional homology, I replace everything on in the equivalent case. So first, maybe I should explain what is the sister action on the modular space. So you have a sister action on X, on the base manifold X, given by just by. So G Hilbert some modular space of objects on C2. So it is enough to consider the case of C2. So on here you have natural this action of C star given by just the G1, D2. It's mapped to T times D1 and T times D2. And this action commutes with G action. Since this is diagonal, and since this is scalar, and so it induces on G hilbert, and then action on the modular space. Then I consider the equivalent case of this action. So this action then I just state the final theorem. So in then so this case sister of M is a representation of the so-called quantum toroidal algebra. This is UQ of, this is denoted by UQ of LG hat. So Q is some, maybe I should. So Q in here is a, Q is quantum deformation parameter. And in here you just consider some variable. So in general, case equivalent case theory of any space is a module of representation ring of this of the group acting on the space. Right? If you have a representation of sister, then you for any equivalent coherent sheaf, then you just consider the tensor product of the sheaf with in the representation. Then, so this is just so in this is isomorphic to G, and I just correspond this right Q. So this instead of writing integer m, so I just write this q to the power m. So this is somehow standard for the equivalent case theory. So this q, so in other words, q. Q is a representation of C star given by just the identity. D bracket Q and Q inverse.
That's right.
And this quantum toroidal algebra, or its integral form is more precisely its integral form, is an algebra over ZQQ inverse. Precisely, it's integral. So I can make Q to be 1. So this is a classical limit. So Q is a parameter for the deformation quantization, and I can make classical limit Q to be 1. Then, pardon? Yes, K theory. So this is K theory is also a module over ZQQ inverse. Module over. Yes. And in fact, it's so yeah. Maybe I don't say. So if you make Q to be one, then Q of LG hat is go to enveloping algebra of LG hat. So LG hat is what? So G hat is an affine algebra. So this is loop algebra of G plus central extension plus degree operator. So LG hat is loop algebra of affine algebra. So this is already loop. So, but I take loop again here. So I mean, it is somehow. So you have two dimensional torus in here. And unfortunately, so the representation theory of this quantum toroidal algebra is not so far well understood. And in fact, my theory gives some new results on this quantum toroidal algebra, representation theory of toroidal algebra. So UQ. So UQ of some Kac-Moody algebra is studied intensively by representation theorists. But LG hat is not Kac-Moody. So, and in fact, so if you replace UQ of LG is maybe this part is too representation theoretic, so I should not say. I don't know. So UQ of LG is contained of UQ of LG hat. And so I can say something on the representation theory of this loop algebra, but maybe I don't say. So I just want to explain this Q, the geometric meaning of this Q by considering the case of G-Hilf, not the case of the moduli space. So this just flavor. So I explained there is equivalence of equivalent derived category on C2 and derived category of sheaves on G-Hilf. But so since this construction is natural, so this isomorphism holds if you add C star action in here. And I explained the Cartan matrix of the B algebra appears as the inner product of some fundamental object in here. So was obtained as in the product of, so this is C or not tensor delta so this is just equal to S what I write S delta S and S G. This was in the ordinary derived, equivalent derived category. So if, what happens if you replace the usual derived category by equivalent derived category? So then, in fact, it's interesting. So in order to compute the pairing in the equivalent derived category, then how I computed this equivalent category in the first day? So I compute maybe second day. So I compute, I use the Kosciuszko resolution of the skyscraper shift at the origin. So this is a Cauchy resolution. The point in here is this is not equivariant complex under the C star action. So this is of course the equivalent under the G, but it's not equivalent under C star. So this is because I mean this is in a product of the coordinate G. This is just a variation for this. So G is multiplied by the scalar. So I must replace. So this is not equivalent. So we just replace just Q by Q inverse of Q and Q minus inverse of. So I just multiply the C star module determine this one. So this is Q inverse Q minus. This is just C star. So dual of the identity and its tensor product. Its second tensor product. Then this becomes equivalent. Then what is this intersection in the equivalent category? So this is zero if Cij is equal to zero. So if the corresponding irreducible component doesn't intersect, then this is just zero. So you can compute using Makkar correspondence. And if Cij is equal to minus one, then you have a cohomology in here, but since I put in Q inverse here, so this is Q inverse. And this is Q minus 2 plus 1 if I equals J. So the inner product takes value in D of C star of C2 G cross. So this one I replace, so this was the alternating term dimension, but I replace this by the R C star. It's just GQQ. this is enough. Q plus Q, pardon? Q plus Q. Q tends to, if Q, you make Q, I'm sorry, so this is minus. You know, so this is, this appears, cohomology appears in the odd place. So this is a Q analog of Cartan matrix. Q deformation of Cartan matrix. Yeah, so usually it is more customary to multiply Q by, to here, so this Q plus Q inverse on the diagonal. And off diagonal is 0, 1, 1. So this is a Q deformation. So somehow, so starting this Q deformation of the Cartan matrix, so ABD representation theory can be Q deformed by just considering Q as a formal variable. Minus one, I'm sorry. Yeah, so maybe I stop here. In this case, I mean, so the middle dimensional homology group or top dimensional homology group of Lagrangian has a natural basis, and I combinatorialize the homology group by considering basis. So you must somehow retract the combinatorial object for the equivalent K theory or total homology group of the modular space. And it seems, I don't know how to find the natural basis on the total homology. So in fact, in the representation theory side, there's a combinatorial object for responsible for this kind of representation theory. But so far, I don't understand geometric meaning of this combinatorial object.
If I understand the physics at all, when n equals 3, you don't really expect to see as many of these beautiful structures. Do you see them? Or do you expect to see them?
So maybe I don't quite, but somehow this, I mean, rigid object exists in even in n equals 3. So it reproduces at least some part of the homology or K theory or derived category of the modular space. But and I don't know, so there might be some other part, but somehow, so even in dimension two, it's rather surprising, since all the modular space can be understood from this fundamental object, the exceptional sieve. So in general, it's too much hope.
You mentioned something about
options
of the group.
Yeah, in dimension there are some formula of, but it doesn't count all the Gromov-Witten position only in some special subspace of the cohomology group. Yes.
Is there,
hmm? Yes. Yes. You mean this one? So I use not directly, but this, but so I put in quantum toroidal algebra.
So the quantum toroidal
algebra is somehow not quite, but yeah. The algebra is not, I mean, is not so new object. It is just a deformation of toroidal algebra.
Can you describe the
equivalent
shape here? You can set the Q to be any value, or Q can vary?
Q can vary. Q is just a variable, and you can specify Q to be any. Any complex, non-zero complex number, and the representation theory becomes interesting when Q becomes roots of unity, and it is somehow related to the modular representation theory. And so those are all responsible in my picture.
Very geometric interpretation. Vector bundles over elliptic vibrations over the basic objects. What I usually think of geometric as content of the toroidal algebra.
So far I don't understand. So I just only consider ALA space, and so if you have, so you are talking about the vector bundles on of on sheaves on this kind of configuration. So in principle, you can play, I think you can play in a similar game as, so if let me see, so so the total, if you consider middle homology group of sheaves, modular of sheaves on the bundle in here, then you should see the quantum toroidal algebra in yesterday's talk. But the direct relation between this and the Kessel equivalent Kessel area space is not understood. It may be Langrand's derivative.
Thank you for explaining the